This is Kaiser Health, bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, everybody. This is Lenore Kaiser. I'm the owner of Kaiser Medical Management, and I am here today with Dr. Weiss with Health Crave, and also Chris Vigil, from who is representing American Diabetes Association. And basically, I want to tell you a little bit about myself before I go ahead and talk to Dr. Weiss. I am the owner of Kaiser Medical Management. We've been around for about 16 years, providing corporate wellness programs to corporations throughout South Texas. We actually now cover the entire state of Texas. And when we do, when I talk about corporate wellness, it's basically bringing the health industry and the corporations together for the good of the employees, from everything from health fairs to wellness lectures to biometric screenings, blood work, flu shots, corporate massage days, vitamin shot clinics, and so forth. Pretty much anything and everything that has to do with corporate and wellness and employees, that's exactly what we do. And as far as Dr. Weiss is going to tell me a little bit about himself. So how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous.
I'm a board-certified physician in physical medicine and rehabilitation with over 25 years' experience. I pioneered a clinic in Houston called the Longevity Institute of Houston in 1992. I currently am relocated to San Antonio and practicing with the Orthopedic Sports Institute and helping launching Health Crave's age management practice located at 21 Spurs Lane.
And the OSI is a part of Health Crave, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, great. And they could find out a lot about that on sahealthcrave.com.
Okay. Also, our number is 210-438-9355 if they have any other questions for us.
And that they forgot that number. They
yes.
just have to remember Get Well, right?
Correct.
All right. And as far as when you moved over to San Antonio, you started working with OSI?
Correct.
And Health Crave?
Yes.
And what do you do for them?
I am an age management physician, and we basically are launching an age management clinic as well as doing pain management. I guess today we're going to be talking mainly about age management.
Yeah, that seems to be a pretty hot topic. What can you tell me, what is age management?
The basic components of age management medicine are patient evaluation through an extensive medical history, lifestyle assessment, and laboratory evaluation and analysis. And from that data, we can create a personalized, proactive treatment plan created including a dietary program, exercise program, stress management program, and appropriate medical interventions.
So it completes their whole wellness from inside, outside, emotional, and also physical.
Yes, and also included in that, in recent years, scientific studies have shown that there's a role for genetic biomarkers in aging. And proper identification of these markers allow for a targeted and patient-centered approach with proven scientific principles and practices. Age management medicine offers patients the opportunity to work with their age.
And what ages of patients do you normally treat?
Generally, people are over 40. The body starts producing suboptimal levels of hormones and other biomarkers of aging. And this creates less than optimal rhythms in the daily circadian rhythm, ups and downs,
okay,
or waves.
So for a normal person that doesn't understand what that is, what does that mean?
That means that people start declining in their normal hormone levels by the time they reach 40 or less, actually, some people less than 40.
Really?
Their hormone levels such as testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, even growth hormone and other hormone markers, and other biomarkers as well.
And being that, for example, I'm at that age group, so what would I normally, what do I start seeing to understand that?
Well, the normal symptoms that we see in people are things such as low energy, low sex drive, foggy thinking, moody, acne, hirsutism, which is basically growth of hair in the wrong places, not on the top of your head where you want it, I'm lacking over there, but like, for example, women start getting beards and mustaches, loss of muscle mass, especially in men, osteoporosis, which is a very common problem in women, but also men, elderly men have that problem too, and irregular menses, of course, that just applies to women, hopefully.
I think I'm 20 then. I don't know about that. But what types of symptoms do you normally treat?
The symptoms that I just mentioned are some of the most common things that we treat.
As far as, for example, I know that around the 40s, women typically go through menopause. I know there's something before that.
Yeah. Well, for women, for example, one of the most common things that we see is a thing called perimenopause. And perimenopause is characterized with signs and symptoms leading to menopause. And it's really, the main thing is there's a release of ova or eggs. And I can tell you about a particular patient that I treated recently that had the symptoms of perimenopause.
Okay, and what happened with her?
Yeah, she was depressed. She came to me with low energy, hot flashes. We checked her blood work out, and her progesterone level was zero, which is not normal. And she also had lower than normal levels of estrogen. She told me that she was under stress at work. She was in her 40s. She recently went to her PCP, primary care physician, and she was prescribed Prozac for depression. In her lifetime, she had never been depressed before, but she stated that she was overwhelmed. She never felt overwhelmed in her life before this episode.
Kind of like anxiety.
Anxiety and depression and just couldn't function.
Yeah, I was talking to a lady at the gym today, and she happened to mention exactly what you're talking about, and she was around that age group, a little bit older, probably about 48, 49, but she said that she went through a period of anxiety, and because I asked her, I go, because we were talking about the show, and I told her what we were going to be talking about, and I said, what did you normally go through? And she said, I just started having panic attacks and anxiety, and that was the first step. And then after that, because I asked her if she went through a stage of kind of rage of some sort, because I know my mother went through, when she went through it, I thought the devil took her. And so I'm like, what is wrong with you? And so what causes this to happen?
Let me go on. I mean, normally in this particular case, what caused it to happen was she had a lack of progesterone. And so I had to make some changes in her lifestyle. I changed her diet to a paleo diet, and I added some supplements and telomerase activators and an exercise regimen.
Does that replace, or does it just kind of subside?
Well, she continued with hot flashes, so I recommended additional estrogen for her. So if you start treating people with progesterone and estrogen, for example, it takes a while for the progesterone to kick in. And it's a plan that includes hormone replacement, but we also have to do a lot of preliminary work before we decide to put somebody on progesterone or estrogen, such as pap smears, doing a breast exam, doing a physical examination extensively, including questions related to hormone symptoms. So I also advised her to read an excellent book by Dr. Lee, who wrote about what your doctor will not tell you about menopause and premenopause and breast cancer.
Okay. What as far as if anybody's listening and would like to speak to you, go by Dr. Jim. You could always call the station at 210-599-5555. If you're long distance, you could call 1-800-299-KTSA. When y'all do blood work when they come in, am I correct?
Yeah, actually, we did blood work on her. And she gradually improved despite her initial lack of energy. She progressed well and is eating better, sleeping better, has more energy, has no more hot flashes, and is off the Prozac. And her blood work improved greatly.
And was exercise a part of her regimen?
Absolutely.
And is something that she was doing before or after?
Well, she was doing some exercises, but we totally revamped. We gave her an overhaul on her whole regimen. And in perimenopause, early onset of perimenopause, which is what we're talking about right now, early or even on time perimenopause, We try to identify factors. Everyone's hormone level and body is like a thumbprint. Everyone's got a different thumbprint, but we try to address things such as stress, xenoestrogens, which are foreign estrogens, by taking different milk products, for example, having hormones in the milk. Lack of sleep is another provocative factor, and poor health. So all of these things have to be looked at. There isn't just the magic bullet. I don't believe in a magic bullet to health. And I think that you have to look at the entire picture of someone's health. Meditation is another area that I think is really important, to be able to manage your stress in various ways.
All righty. Well, we're going to be talking about male menopause, but I'm going to go ahead and go to a break, and we'll be back. And the next thing we'll be talking about is about male menopause. Believe it or not, males or men actually go through that.
Caring for children is what we do best. At the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center, we realize nothing is more important than your child.
Going to the doctors is the worst.
Don't be scared. We're going to the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's not like any other doctor's office you've been to before.
How?
They fit us in right away. They have the top physicians in the nation. One is even Mayo trained. And they have the coolest pediatric office.
Are you talking about the place with the life-size superheroes?
I sure am.
Well, in that case, let me grab my cape and let's go.
Now open. Call us at 210-48-SPINE.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Do you remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Do you remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Caring for children is what we do best. At the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center, we realize nothing is more important than your child.
Going to the doctors is the worst.
Don't be scared. We're going to the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's not like any other doctor's office you've been to before.
How?
They fit us in right away. They have the top physicians in the nation. One is even Mayo trained. And they have the coolest pediatric office.
Are you talking about the place with the life-size superheroes?
I sure am.
Well, in that case, let me grab my cape and let's go.
Now open. Call us at 210-48-SPINE.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here. We'll be right back.
bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Health Crave Medical Center, which you could find online at sahealthcrave.com, or you can call them at 210-GET-WELL. We're talking to Dr. Weiss right now, or he also goes by Dr. Jim, and our next thing that we're going to be talking about is about male menopause. But before I do, I want to go back to what we were talking about prior, which was in regards to women, and I just wanted, if you could possibly repeat some of the symptoms that you were talking about before.
Yeah, some of the symptoms that we treat and we check with blood or symptom evaluation is hot flashes, breast tenderness, decreased sex drive, mood swings, sleeping problems, vaginal dryness, and worsening premenstrual syndrome.
Wow, that sounds horrible.
We also check blood work, especially for women, FSH levels, LH, testosterone, estrogen, Pap reports. We work with the OBGYN doctors, the primary care physicians, and we also check other hormone deficiencies if applicable. And I just want to say one more thing. Anything that we're talking about today, I always advise people to check with their own physician before starting any program with any physician, or this does not constitute medical advice other than informational and educational purposes.
Oh, absolutely. Is there any like new treatments that you know of or that you are doing?
Yes. Currently, in the field of genetic testing and telomerase activators, these are the two areas that are big right now and new and being discussed at recent age management conferences. Also, as
but,
I mentioned...
But to the normal person, what does that mean?
Well, we do evaluations, blood work evaluations that are really up, really cutting edge technologies, and there are new supplements and testing that can make a difference in your life in terms of the way that you treat your symptoms.
Got it. And so all this is blood work type screenings, am I correct?
This is all blood work, but it's not your typical blood work that you go to your doctor for.
Got it. Okay. And as far as I'm going to move on to male menopause. Can you explain that when it happens, how old it normally happens? What does that mean?
Okay. It means that, first of all, I want to say that it's a real condition and it's a gradual decline in testosterone and free testosterone in men. There is no specific age that it happens. Some men as early as their early 40s, some men in their 60s.
And normally the first thing they do is go buy a Corvette.
But is that what you call Corvette sign?
Yeah, exactly. It's normally somebody that wanted one when they were 20 and then they end up buying one when they were 50. So at least that's what I've seen.
What about women? What do they do when they reach that?
They get a divorce.
No. At least you're honest.
Yeah. So... I know that there's something called andropause. What does that mean?
Well, like we were talking about women who get a reduction in estrogen and progesterone levels, their ovaries stop ovulating. Men get a reduction in testosterone, and the testosterone that's produced is not enough to sustain the body. Women, just a general statement, women need a little testosterone for normal sex drive, and men need a little estrogen to function. But too much estrogen, and a man's, his face gets flushed, and he gets agitated, so-called roid rage.
When they have too much testosterone?
Actually, it's the estrogen in their brain that circulates. A man and a woman are imprinted with a certain amount of estrogen levels.
Okay.
So women can tolerate a lot of estrogen. But a man cannot.
And what happens to the man when he
they
has
get
too
agitated
much?
With too much estrogen?
Really, I would think it was the other way around. And I noticed that there was a study that I saw recently in regards to a man that had high estrogen levels, but he seemed his body type was fluffy.
Yeah. Well, when you have too much estrogen, you store fat and you have problems with gynecomastia, breast enlargement, and that can be a problem for men. Actually, I recently heard, and this is not a study, but I recently heard of a young boy, 11 years old, who was getting gynecomastia from just drinking milk.
Wow.
And they checked his estrogen level, and it was too high. And that was because he had too many xenoestrogens. Xeno means foreign estrogens from drinking milk. Very estrogen was in the milk supply.
So, again, why is it called andropause?
Andropause, pause means stop. Andro means male. The male hormone stops producing testosterone.
And do men need more testosterone when they age?
Well, men need, actually, they need the same amount or maybe more. They need it for their libido, which is lacking sometimes. Muscle mass starts being reduced, sperm production reduced, and it supports the male urinary and reproductive system. And it's marked by a lack of sex drive, low energy, especially with exercise.
Okay. And who should not get testosterone or estrogen?
Yeah. When I evaluate a patient, for example, a male patient, we have to be really careful to make sure that their PSA level is not above 4. PSA is a prostate blood test. We also do digital rectal exam. So that has to be evaluated carefully to make sure that the person doesn't have any major risk for prostate cancer. Also, elevated blood count, hematocrit, that can also be a problem for men. So we really have to check carefully for men to make sure they don't have any cancer, especially digital rectal exam, health screen over 50 with colonoscopy. And for women, pretty much the same. Women have to be checked carefully for breast cancer, have to get their pap smears in a timely manner, have to be checked with their OBGYN doctors.
Okay,
routine maintenance.
And by the way, if anybody is interested in calling in and talking to Dr. Jim, you could always call locally. It's 210-599-5555. If you're long distance, it's 800-299-KTSA. I've heard of something called bioidentical. What is that?
Bioidentical hormones are used because they're considered by some, not everyone, safer. They match the exact same amount of chemical structure as what the body makes. The typical example is progesterone is a really good example because most progesterones are very natural in the cream form, you know, the bioidentical form, but they're synthetic so that their chemical structure is altered. So bioidentical means exactly the same as what the body makes.
So it's something that a person would take or put on?
There's many different ways of taking hormones. My favorite is creams and gels. I think that they mimic the body's natural rhythms. The body has a natural rhythm for all hormones. And the hormone levels go up, and then they go down in a 24-hour, just like a wave. You know, when you see a wave in the ocean, it goes up and down. When they stop, when they start failing, that wave form is no longer present. It gets kind of a flat line. They're usually made from plant-derived product. And as I was talking about progesterone, one thing I like to say to my audience is that progesterone, as opposed to progestin acetate, can be measured. Progesterone naturally, you can measure it. You can put somebody on progesterone before, check their level, then see how they're doing afterwards. You cannot measure synthetic progestin acetate. You don't know what the level is before and after.
And is the latter, is that a pill or implantable type of hormone, or is that a cream as well?
I use creams. You can get them in troche too, but I find that the creams are more natural in the way that they're delivered. The body uses it when it needs it.
Got it. What other treatments are important in age management?
Other treatments that are important include the proper diet, and I believe in a Paleolithic type diet. And if you look at pretty much basically a Stone Age diet, what man ate thousands of years ago, if you look at any fad diet today, they take an aspect of the paleo diet and they apply it, they rename it, they relabel it, repackage it, and call it their diet. So I believe in a paleo diet, which is basically very natural foods, fruits and vegetables, a low amount of meat, not a high amount of meat, just a normal amount of meat, 30 to 50 grams a day, not 150, not 200 grams of protein, which, you know, people can argue that. An exercise program, interval type exercise training, just like paleo man did thousands of years ago. He didn't run all over the place. He was frightened or an animal was chasing him, and he ran quickly. So it stressed your heart rate.
He didn't have a car, no.
And the exercises that he did were pretty natural. He had to climb, push, pull, carry, lift rocks, move things around. So I believe that a natural approach, I believe that meditation is part of that natural approach. In the plains of Savannah, when man was looking out, he was just staring on a beautiful area, not moving, just staring, just relaxing. So man basically has to be relaxed most of the time, not stressed all the time. And then, of course, a genetic component, which is what I'm focusing on now as a medical provider. I think that that in the future is going to be the biggest wave of change in our healthcare system.
Does insurance cover that type of testing?
Not right now, no. It doesn't cover it. But in our clinic, we provide your basic laboratory values that will be covered if you have insurance. That will be covered. And your basic diagnostic code will be covered. But some of the things that we're doing are not your basic medical model that are covered under medical management. This is a alternative medicine program. This
it's
is
more
not,
preventative than it is.
It is a preventative program, yes.
Which is where you want to be, not after the effect. As far as exercise, I totally believe in exercise, as you can tell. But I totally believe that a lot of symptoms could be eliminated just by, you know, spending some time in the gym or taking a run or whatever the case may be. What do y'all recommend for your patients?
Well, there isn't one size does not fit all. I think that you have to look at the individual. But there are a few things that I'm going to say, just basic statements. One, I believe interval training is really important for your cardiovascular system. Two, you need to do an exercise that you actually enjoy. I've been a rehab doctor for 25 years. I've been doing age management for almost 20 years. And I can tell somebody to do something till I'm blue in the face. If they don't like what they're doing, they're not going to do it. So you have to provide people, patients, with alternatives. And that has to fit with their cardiovascular and their musculoskeletal system. If they have a bad back like I do, I have to cater to my back. I have to do things that will work for my back, for example. So, and another thing, you have to make it enjoyable. Do it with ease.
Well, that makes sense. If you don't like it, you're not going to do it. It's kind of like I don't like shakes or anything that mixes with powder. So I get people approaching me because of what I do for a living to take their product, and I just won't do it. If it's not coming from the grocery store or something healthy or Whole Foods, and it's just not going to happen.
I agree with Whole Foods.
Exactly.
Yes.
But we're going to be taking a break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Dr. Jim in regards to why age management is different from any other type of medicine. Today's show is brought to you by Health Crave Medical Center. You can find them at sahealthcrave.com. And if any information that you want to see or read about, you could also find it on kaiserhealthtalk.com. This is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Do you remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Do you remember? remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Caring for children is what we do best. At the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center, we realize nothing is more important than your child.
Going to the doctors is the worst.
Don't be scared. We're going to the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's not like any other doctor's office you've been to before.
How?
They fit us in right away. They have the top physicians in the nation. One is even Mayo trained. And they have the coolest pediatric office.
Are you talking about the place with the life-size superheroes?
I sure am.
Well, in that case, let me grab my cape and let's go.
Now open. Call us at 210-48-SPINE.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Do you remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, y'all. This is Lenore Kaiser. I'm with Kaiser Health Talk. And anything that you want to see or hear about as far as the show is concerned, you could always go to KaiserHealthTalk.com. Today's show is brought to you by Health Crave Medical Center, and you can find information in regards to them at sahealthcrave.com. You could also call them at 210-GET-WELL. We are talking to Dr. Weiss, and we're going to ask a few more questions because I want to know what the difference is and why age management is different from any other type of medicine.
We focus on function and optimization of the patient. We don't function just on seeing what the lab result shows or absence of disease. Most of the time when you go to the doctor, you're sick. You have a problem. But you don't necessarily have to have a problem to come and see me.
Well, yeah, you want to be preventative, of course.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
And I focus on the whole person, not just one aspect of health.
There was a test that I took some time ago that basically you have a body age and then you have your real age, meaning I'm in my 40s, but my real age was about 20 years old. So I keep good health. I take good care of myself. So how do you know how a person is as far as aging?
What you were talking about relates to chronological versus biological aging. That's definitely an important factor. In this particular case, what we do is we check history, physical examination. It's still really important to determine how somebody's aging. Telomere testing is really important. And checking biomarkers of aging, including hormone levels, genetic testing, genotype testing, and other common markers of aging.
And so that is something that you are able to provide?
Yes.
That's awesome. I mean, that's to be able to know that, because I was just talking to a human resource person 3 days ago, and she did the same type of testing that I did. She's 52 years old, and her real age was 72. So, she was in shock.
Well, the other aspect of that is that we want to focus on helping people age better, not necessarily reducing their age level, but maintaining what they have. And even if somebody has a medical problem, they can still benefit from an age management physician.
And I heard of something called telomeres, I believe. How do they affect the aging?
This is a complicated question to answer. Telomeres are at the end of your DNA. When a cell divides, the telomeres are the caps, like a shoelace cap. You know, the shoelace wax at the end. So those are required to be intact for replication or mitosis. When they shorten or fray, they become dysfunctional and may cause disease or stop replicating altogether.
So in other words, like when your shoelaces, when it finally comes off, it's hard to put through that little hole.
And that can relate to cell death. That's called the Hayflick limit. A certain number of cell replications occur, and then no more cell replication. So this can be slowed down by taking substances called telomerase activators, which are available. The shortest telomere length can be checked and sent to a special lab. The Nobel Prize winner in 2009 based research on telomerase, and this remains the newest array of age management treatments. Along with the conceptual model that we can influence our DNA and through our activities that we do. So no longer do we think of DNA as static. It can be dynamic. It can change.
And is there anything else that we should know about as far as age management?
Probably, but I don't have anything on my mind right now. Thank you so much.
Well, I really appreciate you joining us on Sunday. And if y'all want to speak to Dr. Jim, he could always be found at Health Crave, and you could find them at sahealthcrave.com. And you could also reach him at 210-GET-WELL, G-E-T-WELL, W-E-L-L. And the next thing that we're going to be doing is talking to Chris Vigel, and he's representing American Diabetes Association. I'm actually on the board of American Diabetes, and I'm going to be the chair for their Stop Diabetes 5K in November. So when we come back, we'll be talking to Chris Vigel in regards to different things that are going on with American Diabetes and tell you a little bit about diabetes in San Antonio. We'll be going to break, and we look forward to talking to you. This is Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser. Thank you.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Caring for children is what we do best. At the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center, we realize nothing is more important than your child.
Going to the doctors is the worst.
Don't be scared. We're going to the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's not like any other doctor's office you've been to before.
How?
They fit us in right away. They have the top physicians in the nation. One is even Mayo trained. And they have the coolest pediatric office.
Are you talking about the place with the life-size superheroes?
I sure am.
Well, in that case, let me grab my cape and let's go.
Now open. Call us at 210-48-SPINE.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Do you remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Do you remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Caring for children is what we do best. At the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center, we realize nothing is more important than your child.
Going to the doctors is the worst.
Don't be scared. We're going to the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's not like any other doctor's office you've been to before.
How?
They fit us in right away. They have the top physicians in the nation. One is even Mayo trained. And they have the coolest pediatric office.
Are you talking about the place with the life-size superhero?
I sure am.
Well, in that case, let me grab my cape and let's go.
Now open. Call us at 210-48-SPINE.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk. Today's show is brought to you by Health Crave Medical Center, and you can find more information in regards to them at sahealthcrave.com or at 210-GET-WELL. I am now speaking with Chris V. Hill with American Diabetes Association. He's a representative for them. I'm also on the board of American Diabetes, and I'm the chair for the Stop Diabetes, which is coming up in November. I highly encourage everybody to be a part of it, and you can find more in regards to it at kaiserhealthtalk.com. I do want to first talk about what's going to be going on Tuesday, because we are looking for leaders, and I'm talking about corporate leaders, people that make things happen, corporations that want to get involved with Stop Diabetes, form a team, sponsor, volunteer, anything of that nature that's going to help the cause. We're holding a recruitment dinner at Paisano's at the Quarry on Tuesday, June the 11th. And you can find out all about that at kaiserhealthtalk.com. But I'm going to talk to you, Chris. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Tell us a little bit about what is going to be involved on Tuesday. I'm sorry. I should know that, right? Well, it's going to be an awesome event. Are you going to be there?
I will be there. Yes.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, tell me first a little bit about yourself and your involvement with American Diabetes.
Sure, sure. Well, my name is Christopher V. Hill. I work with One Source Medical Group. We're a diabetes management company here in San Antonio. We're strongly affiliated with the American Diabetes Association. I'm the administrative manager there at One Source, as well as a health educator. So I'll go out in the community and community events and provide educational materials, cooking demos, and
Demos?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey,
yes, ma'am.
Well, that's
so
pretty neat.
So we're out there. We're trying to just spread the news and spread the awareness of diabetes prevention and try to keep everyone as healthy as possible. That's what's our biggest goal is just to make sure that everyone is living the best and healthiest lifestyle that they can.
I think people would be pretty surprised at how many people have diabetes that they're unaware of.
Yes.
What is the prevalence of it as far as nationwide and locally?
Sure, sure. Well, it's funny that you mentioned people not knowing that they have diabetes. I mean, here in Texas alone, there's about 425,000 individuals that are believed to have undiagnosed diabetes. In the United States, there's approximately about 26 million individuals that have diabetes. It's breaks down to maybe about 1 in 10 people. by the, you know, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're guesstimating by, you know, 2050 that about 1 in 3 to 1 in 5 Americans will actually have diabetes.
Oh.
You know, and you know, to bring it home, you know, about over 3.1 million adult Texans are affected by diabetes and pre-diabetes.
Well, let's talk to our, about, like, San Antonio, Texas, as far as since we're here.
Sure.
Why is it our, I hear that our numbers are like double digits compared to anywhere else, and I, you know, why is that?
Correct. So, you know, San Antonio, as you mentioned, does have twice the national incidence of diabetes. So 14% of the population here in San Antonio has compared about 7%.
14%? 14%. That's high.
That is extremely high, you know. And, you know, of course, you know, Texas, as you mentioned, also has some of the highest incidence rates for diabetes in the nation. Much of this is due to the state's changing demographics, and specifically, you know, San Antonio's changing demographics as well. There's, you know, an aging population, the ethnic makeup, you know, the older population, also the, you know, minority population are some of the fastest growing in the city and also, you know, here in the state. And so, of course, the high incidence rate is associated with these two factors.
And what race or what culture is mostly affected by diabetes?
You know, typically your Hispanics, African Americans, Native Americans, you know, about, you know, those are the I guess minorities are most greatly affected. And, you know, although diabetes is the sixth leading cause of death in Texas, it's the fourth leading cause of death among Hispanics and actually African Americans.
That is amazing. And I know that American Diabetes has a lot going on. They had an expo. They had also the tour.
Tour to Cure.
We're working on next is the Stop Diabetes, which is a 5K, and anybody could do a 5K. You probably do that in one day.
Correct.
And it'll be going on Saturday, November 2nd, at the AT&T Center. Can you tell me a little bit about the walk to stop diabetes?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, November 2nd, you know, at the AT&T Center, there's no registration fee. You know, although walkers are encouraged to raise funds to, you know, help in some of the educational and other research areas that the American Diabetes Association does, you know, provide, you know, as you mentioned, there is a 5K walk run, and there's also a 1 mile short and snappy family walk as well. So, I mean, this is an excellent opportunity to, you know, to get out, you know, and get, you know, your physical activity for the day. You know, think of it as that. There's no, you know, again, there's no registration fee. And there's also going to be a lot of other events as well. There's going to be healthy cooking demos. There's going to be health education. You know, I know there's going to be a lot of different vendors, a lot of booths just trying to share their information and share educational information to live a healthier lifestyle. You know, fitness classes and different instruction, activities for kids, and just various forms of entertainment.
So it's a family-oriented type of an event.
Definitely a family-oriented type of event.
If a local organization, company, corporation has any interest in joining American Diabetes Association in the fight to stop diabetes, how do they go about it? What do they need to do? Where do they contact? What is the whole aspect of
it? Sure. One of the easiest ways would be to call in, you know, 1-888-DIABETES, or you can visit, you know, diabetes.org/StepOutSanAntonio, and you know they're really heavily you know promoting this event, and so you know you can find it on the actual ADA website.
You can just Google it. And again, you could also
Facebook,
you could even go to KaiserHealthTalk.com and you'll find it there too.
Exactly.
So there's no way you run away from this.
No, not at all.
We will hunt you down.
Exactly.
as far as what can citizens of the community do to join the whole process or to help the cause?
You know, the biggest thing is just to become aware and start asking questions. You know, with any thing that you're wanting to get into in any aspect, you know, the biggest starting point is to just start asking questions with, you know, your healthcare providers, your nurses, health coaches. You know, if at this walk, you know, if you're able to attend, we'd love to have you out there. You know, November 2nd at the AT&T Center, there's going to be all different types of vendors. One source will be out there, and you know, ask questions and you know, find out.
Okay, I have one for you.
Sure.
Because there's some people that, you know, don't know it or know the answer to it. Or if I'm just, I have no idea what diabetes is, how would you explain it to somebody?
Well, okay. Diabetes, so essentially is a group of diseases characterized by high blood sugar levels that result from the body's inability to provide and or use insulin. And so there's different types. There's, you know, your type, some people will hear type 1, type 2, pre-diabetes, gestational diabetes.
So what's the difference between?
So, yes, yeah, exactly. So type 1, the body no longer makes insulin. And the body's own immune system actually attacks and destroys the cells where insulin is made. And so insulin is made in the pancreas. Mm-hmm. And so that's what happens with type 1. Usually that's something that, don't want to say you're born with it, but it's usually at a very young age when they determine that you do have type 1 diabetes.
And then what's type 2?
Type 2 is actually, it was initially known as adult onset diabetes. And so typically, you know, your older adult population would you know, see, you
would
know.
That, would that be like more self-inflicted type diabetes, meaning they did something to cause that to happen, either by eating habits and so forth?
Could be, absolutely. And, you know, there's no pinpoint as to what causes diabetes. But, you know, of course, genetics, so your family history, that plays a huge role, as well as environmental and also lifestyle factors. So, you know, type 2, essentially, your pancreas doesn't make enough insulin, or your body can't use it as well as it should. And so we're seeing that. But then now, instead of it being classified as just an adult onset, we're also seeing it in children. And so, you know, in 2011, I believe about 20.4% of children between the ages of 10 and 17, you know, were considered obese. And so that's a pretty high.
And it's probably even higher in San Antonio.
Exactly.
Are there any other types that people are not aware of as far as, you know, type 1, type 2? Is there any other?
There's prediabetes, which is kind of a gray area. It's right before you're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, essentially. You know, type prediabetes, excuse me, is you don't, your levels or your diagnostic tests aren't quite at a type 2 aren't exactly right to type 2 diabetes, but it's right before it.
And so kind it's of the yellow light that comes on.
Exactly.
It's like a warning,
yeah,
warning.
Exactly. So something you need to watch out. You need to start, you know, maybe monitoring your sugar levels, monitoring what you eat, maybe start changing your lifestyle, things like that.
And how do children fit into this picture as far? Because, you know, there's so many children nowadays that are being diagnosed with diabetes, and that just isn't, you know, that's amazing. It shouldn't be happening that way. So as far as them being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, how do they fit into all that?
Well, you know, diabetes has been linked to a number of different chronic illnesses, and and specifically obesity, inactivity, and of course, like we mentioned, genetic factors. But you know, one of the biggest things that we see is, you know, the inactivity and also the poor choices, you know, when you are eating. And so those are some of the things that we're trying to educate not only children, but we're also trying to educate the families or the parents as well. So that's a big step.
And that's why I completely support the Stop Diabetes, which y'all are going to be doing for the 5K, because it involves movement, it involves walking, it involves getting the family involved. As far as preventing diabetes, what can somebody do to prevent diabetes from happening?
You know, first of all, the biggest thing would be your lifestyle. You know, looking at your lifestyle and seeing how you can improve your activity and maybe improve some of your food choices or your eating choices. Portion control is always, you know, one of the first things that comes to mind. Being able to, you know, watch what you eat and then also watch how much of it you eat. The United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, actually stated that, you know, eliminating the empty calories provided just in a regular soda can facilitate weight loss. You know, if someone were to reduce, you know, a 12-ounce can of soda a day, they could easily lose, you know, a fourth to maybe a third of a pound a week, which in the long run could lead to, you know, 12 to 18 pounds over the course of a year. And that's just one, you know, small little change in their daily regimen.
And how is that prevalent to diabetes?
Yeah, you know, well, sodas have a lot of sugar. You know, there's a lot of added sugar in a lot of foods now, and that's, you know, something, you know, in our cooking demos that we also, you know, start to try to educate in terms of reading food labels. You know, looking and seeing how much sugars there are. You know, looking to see if there's any added sugars. Looking to see.
And so just reducing. You know, like I like Red Bull, and yeah. I'm always make sure to get the sugar free Red Bull. But
exactly.
Every once in a while, I eat wings.
Sure. Don't we all?
What is the best way for a diabetic to manage their disease?
First and foremost would be following their doctor's orders, following what the doctor has actually prescribed them to do.
2-AT.
Yes, 2-AT. And that's
There's too many people that are going on Google and then telling the doctor what they have and telling them how to...
Exactly. We're all doctors now.
Yeah, we're all doctors.
Yes. And it's so basically, you know, kind of limit your self-diagnosing and really do follow what the physician says to a T, making sure you're testing, making sure that, you know, testing as prescribed by the physician. So that means testing your blood sugars, pricking your fingers. Unfortunately, there is not a machine out there to where that, you know, you don't have to prick your fingers anymore. That hasn't been invented yet. You still need that blood sample in order to get your accurate sugar reading.
And to get more information on diabetes, I want if you could reiterate the website and so forth, but to get more information about diabetes, to get more information in regards to the Stop Diabetes, and also, again, for those of y'all that have any interest in being a part of the Stop Diabetes, if there's a leader in your organization, company, and so forth, how do they get a hold of anybody?
Sure. Again, so, you know, the American Diabetes Association, you can reach them 1-888-DIABETES, 1-888-342-2383, or you can visit them diabetes.org. / Step Out San Antonio would be the direct address for the walk.
And if you're driving around and you just can't remember that, just remember that you're listening to Kaiser Health Talk, and then put .com, and you can find that information there as well. And again, that event for recruitment on leaders is on Tuesday, June 11th. And if you want more information, you could go to KaiserHealthTalk.com. Today's show was brought to you by Health Crave Medical Center, and they could be found on sahealthcrave.com. You could also call them, 210-GET-WELL. This is Lenore Kaiser, and this is Kaiser Health Talk.
Caring for children is what we do best. At the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center, we realize nothing is more important than your child.
Going to the doctors is the worst.
Don't be scared. We're going to the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's not like any other doctor's office you've been to before.
How?
They fit us in right away. They have the top physicians in the nation. One is even Mayo trained. And they have the coolest pediatric office.
Are you talking about the place with the life-size superheroes?
I sure am.
Well, in that case, let me grab my cape and let's go.
Now open. Call us at 210-48-SPINE.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.